This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. will provide cluster munitions to Ukraine. APZ Donahue with more.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan vows the U.S. will not leave Ukraine defenseless.
We continue to stand with the people of Ukraine as they defend their sovereignty, their freedom, and their democracy.
Sullivan says Ukraine has promised to use these weapons carefully. Cluster munitions have a track record for causing many civilian casualties.
Russia has been using cluster munitions since the start of this war to attack Ukraine. Russia's been using cluster munitions with high dud or failure rates of between 30% and 40%. In this environment, Ukraine has been requesting cluster munitions in order to defend its own sovereign territory.
Sullivan says the U.S. will send a version of the munition that has a reduced dud rate, meaning fewer of the smaller bomblets fail to explode. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Friday marked 100 days since Russian authorities detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich and charged him with espionage, the first U.S. journalist to be accused of this since the World Cold War. As VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports, the Kremlin hinted this week that it would be open to negotiating some type of prisoner swap.
Russia confirmed this week that there had been contact between it and the U.S. about a potential prisoner swap. The U.S. ambassador has called on Russia to release him.
The charges against him are baseless. He is an innocent journalist who was carrying out journalistic activities and has been wrongfully detained. Such hostage diplomacy is unacceptable. And we call on the Russian Federation to release him.
The U.S. Embassy has accused Russia of illegally restricting access to Gerskovich in jail. Moscow said Thursday this was a retaliatory measure. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
And this is VOA News. China is criticizing the report by the UN's nuclear watchdog that greenlights Japan's release of treated radioactive water from the crippled Fukushima plant. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
China's state-run Global Times newspaper on Thursday said Liu Shenlin, a Chinese expert in the IAEA's technical working group, was disappointed with the, quote, hasty report. Liu did not immediately respond to a request for comment. China said on Friday the IAEA's report didn't fully reflect the views of all experts involved, calling its conclusions, quote, limited and one-sided. Some Japanese officials are worried that China, the biggest buyer of its seafood exports, may halt purchases of those items if the plan is implemented. China said on Friday it will tighten its scrutiny of food imports from Japan due to safety concerns.
A federal judge on Friday sentenced a white supremacist to 90 consecutive life terms in prison for a 2019 shooting in which he killed 23 people and wounded 22 others at a Texas Walmart while targeting Hispanics, according to court records and prosecutors. Reuters' Freddie Joyner with more.
Prosecutors said that in 2019, Patrick Crucius drove 600 miles from a Dallas suburb to the city on the U.S.-Mexico border and opened fire with an AK-47-style rifle loaded with hollow-point ammunition. He targeted people he believed were Hispanic, fueled by white supremacist beliefs. Crucius did not speak in court Friday. The sentencing followed 2 days of emotional testimony from witnesses. He reached a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty to avoid the death penalty. Crucius still faces Texas state charges that could result in his execution.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Earth's average temperature set a new unofficial record high Thursday, the third such milestone in a week that already rated as the hottest on record. Planetary average hit 63 degrees Fahrenheit, surpassing the 62.9 degree mark set on Tuesday and equal Wednesday, according to the data from a University of Maine tool that uses satellite data and computer simulations to measure the world's condition. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has distanced itself from the calculations in part because they rely on modeling. The International Olympic Committee cites support from 120 nations for its moves toward letting some Russian and Belarusian athletes qualify for the Paris Olympics. The declaration by the Azerbaijan-chaired Non-Aligned Movement of Nations says it would be a strong symbol of unity of humanity if all 206 national Olympic teams compete in Paris next year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.